بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new section, new chapter. Babun fi masaili min as-sawmi. The chapter on regulations, rules, laws regarding fasting. So some of the laws regarding fasting from some of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beauty of our deen is that everything is shown to us. The masail also are shown to us. What we need to know are shown to us. Those things that we have to practice in our day-to-day life, all these things are shown to us so that we don't have to look around, think, search, scratch our head, what do we have to do in a situation like that. Everything is shown to us, and there isn't such a thing as being unduly shy in Islam. When it comes to masail of deen, as we do in the hadith today, we'll see that those maslas that we need to know, even with regards to a person being intimate with his wife also, as far as having the ghusl is concerned, when the ghusl becomes necessary, how does it impact on the fasting, etc. All these things have been shown to us in Shariat. So yes, modesty is there in its place, the way we conduct ourselves, what we speak, etc. But when it comes to dini masail, then this modesty also doesn't become a barrier between a person and learning the rules and learning the masail of deen. The masail of deen need to be learnt, it need to be implemented, without a person compromising on modesty in any way. But at the same time, it doesn't stop him from learning what is there in our deen, as we'll see in this hadith. Even from the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we are shown exactly how a person does things, even if he has to be in a halat of janabat, where a person needs a ghusl due to having some relationship with his wife that brings about, that necessitates ghusl. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا نسي أحدكم فأكل أو شرب فليتم صومه فإنما أطعمه الله وسقاه متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if any one of you eats or drinks forgetfully, he should complete his fast as Allah Ta'ala has fed him and Allah Ta'ala has made him drink. How beautiful our deen is. A person forgetfully, he ate, he drank, he still enjoyed that food or that drink, but it was done forgetfully. Ulama also add this, that he forgetfully had relationship with his wife. In other words, he forgot that he was fasting. It can happen, a person is in a, for example, it's a nafil fast, it's not the month of Ramadan, a person forgot that he was fasting, and a person is a habitual faster. Some days he fasts, some days he doesn't fast. So he may have forgotten he was fasting that day. Person ate, he drank, or he may have had relationship with his wife. What happens is, here, this is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, complete your fast. Don't break your fast because of this mistake, this thing that you have done forgetfully. This also is from the side of Allah. What are you loving Allah? بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌ غَفُورٌ. Allah ta'ala is the one that is giving us everything, and Allah is that Allah that is forgiving also. Person makes his mistake, but this also, he carries on with the fast. He's getting the full reward of the fast. And what the hadith is telling us, that which you have eaten, that which you have drank, that also Allah Ta'ala has given you to eat and Allah has given you to drink. That also is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So person doesn't become despondent, oh, I spoiled my fast, I made this error. No, he continues happily. This is the command of Allah at this stage. Logically, it doesn't make sense. The man didn't have to go in any hardship and difficulty because he ate nicely, he drank nicely, he may have enjoyed a beautiful meal. But because it was done forgetfully, this also was from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala had fed him. So long as he's not doing it, deliberate. عن لقيت ابن صبرة رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله أخبرني عن الوضوء قال أسبغ الوضوء وخلل بين الأصابع وبالغ في الاستنشاق إلا أن تكون صائما. رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. حضرت لقيت ابن صبرة رضي الله عنه narrates, I asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, tell me about wudu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, perform wudu thoroughly. In other words, do your wudu properly. Sometimes people rush through the wudu, the elbows are not washed completely, the ankles are not washed, person washing his face also is not washed. Sometimes person making masa because he doesn't want that hair to get, that hairstyle to get spoiled. So the masa also is not performed properly. Yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Azbighil wudu'a. Perform wudu properly. In other words, perform it thoroughly. Pass water between the fingers and place water into the nose thoroughly, unless you are fasting. Ulama say when a person is fasting, then Water should only be allowed to reach up to the soft part of the nose. Normally, a person when he is not fasting, then he is extra careful that water should go properly into his nose. A person should gargle properly. But now because he is fasting, he doesn't gargle. Because if he gargles, gargle means a person takes water into the throat and he allows that water to run or to move in the throat and then spit it out. Now he doesn't do that, that gargling noise he doesn't make when he's fasting. Because even there, if mistakenly water goes in, now his fast breaks. Why? Because you shouldn't have been gargling in the first place. You were fasting, you have to be extra careful. So a person rinses his mouth, but he doesn't take water down to his throat where he gargles and he spits out. So this is one masla we learned today, is that when a person is fasting, he doesn't gargle. So this hadith is telling us that a person must take water into his nose properly, except when he is fasting. So one masla we learn is when a person is fasting, then a person doesn't take water too deep into the nose, nor does he gargle. He only rinses the mouth and he takes water slightly up into the nose. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yudriku al-fajr wa huwa junubun min ahlihi thumma yaghtasilu wa yasumu mutafakun alayhi. Hadith Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that at times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would rise in the morning in the state of janabah due to engaging in conjugal relations with his wife. He would perform ghusl and fast. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform ghusl and fast. Sometimes it occurs to people that because they are in janabat, now they can't have sari also. So they think they can't eat. There's so little time left. And what will happen if the fast starts and we're in janabat? So they skip that sari, they don't have any sari, and they quickly rush to have a bath. Or sometimes they wake up even missing that sari, but they think now that because I'm in janabat at the time when the fast started, so the fast is not valid. Here we see that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Shari alayhi wa sallam, teaching us the limits of permissibility. That if a person happens to wake up in that condition, where Fajr is about, the time of Fajr here we're talking about, is about to set in, that's when normally the time of fasting sets in, a person still needs to have a bath. He can still have a bath even though the time of Fajr had set in, and then continue with his fast, continue with Fajr, continue with everything else. But he can't eat sari because the time of Fajr is set in, even though a person was in the halat of janabat. So one masla again we learn here, many people get confused with this. They think that if they need a ghusl and the time of Fajr comes in, so their fast is not valid. The fast is valid, the person still takes his ghusl, etc. But only thing, he can't eat when the time of Fajr comes in. It doesn't matter whether he needed a ghusl or not. An Aisha wa Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha qalata kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yusbihu junuban min ghayri hulumin thumma yasumu muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to rise in the morning in a state of janaba, major impurity, not due to a wet dream. In other words, this ghusl, this janaba that he needed, was not because of any wet dream, but was because of relationship that he had with his wife. So here they would explain that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to rise in the morning in a state of janaba, not due to a wet dream, but, and then he would fast. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast. Here again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show us the limits that are allowed. If this wasn't told to us, then how would we have known? If a person happened to wake up in this condition, then he would have thought that his fast is not accepted. His fast is not valid. So here, to show us, to teach us, the afzal thing, the best thing is, at the same time a person, after he has relationship, he has a ghusl, he has a bath. But Shariat allows for a person to have a rest. A person may be extremely tired, may be exhausted. It allows a person to have a rest, wake up in the morning and then have a bath. So Sharia allows for this. So here, to show us the limits of permissibility, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will do this, to teach us what is the afzal, the best thing, and also to teach us what is permissible. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Look how beautiful our deen is. Nothing has been hidden from us. Everything has been shown to us. It's just for us now to take it, put it into our lives, practice it, and share it with others. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.